This isn't the first time Lieutenant Detective Scott Nichols has made the rounds through this mobile home park near Portage, Michigan. As he drives along, he points out trailers where he's busted methamphetamine users and a site where he arrested a dealer who was making the drug.
He had actually had a methamphetamine lab behind a hidden compartment, or a hidden wall, actually. He had brought out his wall of his bedroom for about 6 feet and then put stud boards down and put up more paneling. And back in there, he had a methamphetamine lab that was operational.
Nichols is with a special drug enforcement unit of the Michigan State Police. In his 11 years as a cop, he's seen plenty of trafficking in marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. But he says he's never seen a drug as insidious as methamphetamine. Methamphetamine goes by many names, including meth, crank, crystal, and speed. It's a powerful stimulant that can be snorted, smoked, injected, or eaten, and it's more addictive than heroin or cocaine. Users say it eliminates the need for sleep or food, and it gives them an overall sense of well-being.
I got this burst of energy type feeling, and I remember it felt wonderful.
But Paula, which is not her real name, didn't count on becoming addicted. She tried meth for the first time as a young mother.
I could accomplish anything. You know, everything was organized. The kids were bathed. They were clean. They were fed. The house was spotless, you know. And I could still hold that job, too. So I felt like Superwoman, you know, and this was the miracle drug.
But Paula soon needed the drug all the time. She eventually gave up her children and her house to spend all of her time getting high. It's a tragic story, but it's not unusual. According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, methamphetamine use is spreading rapidly across the country, from the West Coast eastward. And as the drug becomes increasingly popular, more and more meth labs are popping up to meet the demand. They're being discovered in hotel rooms, storage facilities, barns, and even cars. The drug is simple to make. It can be done right at home using ingredients like cold medicine, drain cleaner, and lighter fluid. But the process of boiling down the mixture can be extremely dangerous, often leading to fires or explosions. And there are other dangers.
It's claimed that for every pound of methamphetamine that's produced, 6 pounds of hazardous waste are generated. So depending on the size of the operation, there's a potential to generate significant amounts of hazardous waste.
Bert Webb is with BLDI Environmental and Safety Management in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Companies like his are often called in after a meth lab bust to collect and dispose of the hazardous waste. But even before the bust, Detective Lieutenant Scott Nichols says cops have to take special precautions.
This is not the normal police investigation.
Nichols is flipping through a stack of photos from a recent meth lab bust.
You can kind of see what's happening here. This is actually a hazmat site.
The officers are all wearing special protective suits, double-layer gloves, and respirators. It almost looks like they're headed to the moon.
What it comes down to is we're investigating an area where it could be chemically contaminated, and therefore OSHA says you will be wearing this type of protective clothing.
But the risk doesn't stop at the site of the lab. The people who make the methamphetamine, cookers as they're called, typically pour the chemicals down drains, bury them in fields, or dump them in streams. The result can be contaminated ground and surface water and fish kills. Scott Nichols says it's nearly impossible to trace where all the toxic waste ends up.
They're not going to say, yeah, I was putting it all down the sewer, and it's all now in the septic field. Or they're not going to say, yeah, I was taking it out to someone's field and dumping it. That's the last thing they're going to tell us, and that's some of the hardest information to get out of these people, is what did they do with the byproduct?
Nobody knows the extent of the dumping. The problem is so new, most states have not yet dedicated resources to combat it. But some states, like Kansas, have taken action. They've created meth lab cleanup programs within their environmental agencies. Kansas has been hit particularly hard. Scott Nichols says last year more than 500 labs were shut down in the state. So far, methamphetamine hasn't reached epidemic proportions around the Great Lakes, but experts say it's just a matter of time before the region catches up. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Portage, Michigan.